Hey, Matthew?
Hi.
Hey, Matthew. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Been a busy day so far. Good problem.
Good.
Yeah. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. She said you might have some questions for me and then wanted me to go over some pricing with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What questions did you have about the placement or how it works?
Well, I'd like to get an idea of what pricing is going to look like, first of all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, pricing really just depends on your specific needs as a business. Like, do you have a website yet?
No, I don't.
Okay. There is a new in business.
So that's, I guess, another concern. She said you guys can help me with that?
Yeah, we have a package, but that package is usually more expensive, you know, because it has a website. We got to purchase a domain and have a graphic design team build it and host it.
Yeah, websites can be very expensive, but not all the time. So,
yeah. It's just so here's let me show you. Do you get texting on this number, Matt?
I do.
Okay, it's easier for me to show you than to tell you because it's a package that she's requested that I approved a new in business credit for and get your pricing down. And it's mainly just the epoxy floor coatings?
Yes.
Okay.
Epoxy, polished concrete, terrazzo, all concrete coatings.
Yeah. Concrete coatings are a good investment. I live down here in Orange County in Southern California, and I did the coating on my garage floor, and it actually raised my my property value.
It does, big time. It's getting real popular. So.
Yeah, it looks real nice. Then all the neighbors are like, oh, what did you, you know, looks cool. You got a nice man cave.
Yeah,
I got like a black and white swirl. It's like a black and white and has
black
like swirls in it. Yeah. It's,
oh, you got the metallic?
It's not metallic, but it has kind of like, it's not like shiny metallic, but it has just like swirls. I don't know how to explain it. It looks like almost like, if you were to start to, mix a paint bucket of like black and white together, but not fully blended.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's like a swirl kind of thing.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know why. Yeah, they call it metallic. I honestly don't know why.
So metallic? Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking when you said metallic, I was thinking like it had like glitter, like paint chips in it or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have the flake, you know, that a lot of people get that in their garage, and then the metallic, and you could do a lot of cool stuff with the metallic epoxy. But you're right. It's not really a metallic color. They have metallic color, but
yeah, I just kind of picked it off of he had like a palette, and I was like, ah, that one looks cool. But it's mostly black. It's not like white based, so it's mostly black.
That's a good look.
Yeah. But you had a question.
So,
I'm sorry.
So this brought me to a website. What am I?
Oh yeah. So if you scroll down, oh, that's the my site demos. Jesus. Okay. Tara, send him the actual pricing page, please. Thank you. Okay, she's sending the other one over. That's just the website examples in that platinum package. So those are just demos. That's like the foundation of the site. And we'd obviously customize the site, so we'll get in there and fully customize it how you want it to look. Our My Sites are unlimited amount of pages, unlimited amount of content. And we have a graphic design team in-house that'll build and host it for you. But what I was trying to show you is there's a package that has the site in it. It's called the Platinum Bundle. It also has other things in there like Facebook ads, first page placement on Bing. Like it's an A to Z digital branding campaign. Like you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Thumbtack. Usually it runs $5.99 month to month. But with the new in business credit that Tara requested, I can reduce the rate to just $2.99. So it's about a 50% price reduction for you. And then we would lock
you. I missed that last part. What'd you say?
She wanted me to reduce it by 50% as part of a new in business credit. So it would get the pricing down to $2.99 month to month. And so you'll keep that rate month to month as long as you're with us. There's no other charges for like leads or clicks or calls or anything like that. Yep. It's just a flat rate. So it'll break down to about $10 a day, but you'll have everything in that platinum bundle. So the platinum bundle is going to come with the site. It's going to come with first page placement on Bing as well as Google. And then you have the popular directory submissions that we do and Facebook ads. So yeah, Google, Bing, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You know, we're going to have multiple different ways of generating leads for you, but 90% of your calls are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've heard that Facebook ads work well. I'm not too sure I believe that, but
yeah, they're not bad. So,
is it extra for Facebook? And I mean, how does that work?
No, so of the $299 pricing structure that I have you on, 100 of that is going to go directly into Facebook ads. Facebook's one of those things where it's like you got to figure out the exact science for your business and what works best for you. Sometimes it's remarketing ads that work best. Sometimes it's live search ads that work best. So we get in there and we run it at the $100 a month and find out exactly what works for you. So the first like month two is just going to kind of be testing the waters on Facebook ads. And then once we figure out what works best, then we sit down with you. And if you want to put more into it each month, you absolutely can, to kind of maximize the return. But with this $299 package, only 100 of that's going to be allotted directly to the Facebook ads. The rest is going to go towards your Google Places placement, our popular directory submission, the hosting of your website, and the other products and features.
Okay, and what about building the website?
We build it for you. So we'll purchase the domain, and we have a graphic design team in-house, so we'll build the site, but obviously we want your input on it, so that way we're representing your business properly. So there is a client interview that every one of our clients goes into, after the sale. Or we could schedule it out depending on what your schedule looks like, but they'll customize the campaign for you. So they'll go over all your keywords that you're listed for, the service area that we're targeting, and then we'll purchase that domain and get a general idea on how you want it to look and start working on that.
And that's all included.
That's all included with this discounted pricing structure. Yeah. There's no other charges.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What happened with TSP? Are they not using you guys anymore?
Well,
they sort of have a stranglehold on the marketing. They got the best marketing campaign that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not necessarily that a company is like discontinuing their placement. Sometimes it could be that they're relocating, but are you talking about NW Industrial Flooring Inc?
Pacific Northwest, concrete coatings or epoxy. Pacific Northwest something, epoxy coatings, concrete coatings. I think it's concrete coatings.
Okay, let me check them out so I can, I'm seeing Floor Shield, Pacific Northwest. Why am I not seeing these guys? I wouldn't say they have a stranglehold. I mean, you're talking about the ones out of Sandy? The guys out of Sandy, Oregon?
I think they are out of Sandy, yeah, or like Southern Washington around Vancouver or something like that. But yeah, they're the guys, they do the most marketing on Facebook that I know of.
Well, it's showing that their whole Google business profile and everything's still active. They don't have any reviews on their Google business profile, at least not for this listing. So it looks pretty new and like fresh. I wouldn't say they have like a stranglehold on it. If this is the right company, Pacific Northwest Epoxy and Coatings Supply, it's like a supply, guys.
No. Okay. Yeah. No, they are out of Sandy. No. Yeah. That's a supplier.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm sorry. What was the girl's name that I was talking to?
Tara.
Tara,
like T with
Tara,
a T.
Tara, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. She was saying that their slot basically opened up.
Oh, well, she would know. She would know better than I would. So, like, we're a Google partner, and well, she would know better as far as like who became available, and she gets the actual qualified candidates list from Google, and she's the one who actually calls down it and does the cold calling. I'm a manager of the sales department, basically. So if when they ask me to come on the line, it's more so they're trying to get you a deal or approve a pricing structure that they don't have the ability to do themselves. So, what did she say was the reason though? She didn't go into that with you?
No, she didn't go into that.
Yeah, Google doesn't always tell us. Like, it could be that they discontinued, they relocated. We've had situations where somebody got bad reviews and we just tell them keep their money. We're going to put a different business up there because they're unprofessional. There could be a lot of different reasons, why a spot opens up.
They did franchise, and I thought that was kind of a bad idea.
That could definitely cause discrepancies to where the only option for franchises a lot of the time is to either do like organic across the country, like a lot of those pay-per-lead services do, or you have to pay-per-click with the Google ads, and it gets up there in pricing because you're paying for every click. But these local listings are based on a pin that they send you in the mail. And then if you duplicate the listings in the same area or you have any discrepancies, like your name, address, phone number, or website doesn't match up, sometimes Google suspends those listings until we're able to verify, like, what's going on. You know, the AI just kind of gets triggered or confused, I should say, if everything's not uniform online. So I don't know. I'd have to actually, like, log into their profile if they're workable with their Google partner and then actually see what's going on before I could actually give you a clear answer on that, exactly what's happening.
Yeah, no, it's no worries. I was just kind of curious.
We're not even supposed to really dive into anybody else's stuff. It's not professional.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you guys have, like, client confidentiality stuff too, but so I'm actually on a job right now. Could I give you a call back when I get to the office?
You could always call back in. Usually the spots, they fill pretty quickly though, Matt. I'm just a director. Tara's down there with like 40 reps. Well, they're not down there. They're outside of my office, but there's like 40 reps and they're calling out, actively. So they just kind of, we just kind of go down the list, first come, first serve. I know you're busy right now, so obviously I don't want to keep you on the phone too much longer if you're trying to get off the line, but is this something that you could see a value in potentially giving a shot on a month-to-month basis if I could approve that pricing structure for you at $299 month-to-month?
No, I'm definitely interested. I just got set up with Andy's leads, and...
Oh, man. If you could do that, Matt, if you could do anything with that, you'll love this. Those guys get majority of their leads from Google advertising. They're just reselling them to you for a fee. But those leads go to
What I'm thinking. Yeah,
the leads go to like three or four guys, and they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it. So, you know, I mean.
Yeah, because it's like someone Googles and Google, you know, puts them to Angie leads, and we can kind of cut out the middleman.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, for $299, that's not much less or much more than I would be paying for Angie Lee. So
yeah,
I'm not very interested
in building your site, and then, you know, just Google alone will blow those guys out of the water from a performance perspective, just being on that first page. But, you know, Bing, the other directories, the Facebook ads, and the site, you know, you'll definitely like what you see. I mean, if that's what we're comparing to, then you know, this is going to be a long-term marketing solution for your business, no doubt. The hard part about those first-page placements, though, is the availability. It's like if we don't have the availability for that, then, you know, the next best thing for your company would be to keep buying those leads.
Yeah. So, hopefully nothing. I'm going to be in the office at around 2 o'clock, and... I'm going to have my person that sort of deals with this stuff. I want to get some more information and see what we can get set up. I'm really interested in this. And, so will you guys be around 2 o'clock so we can
I'll definitely be around. I just don't have the ability to, like, put the spot on a hold, so I can't guarantee anything. These guys just kind of do their thing, and it's first come, first serve. It's the only fair way to do it with the business owners in this area. Some of these guys have been on the wait list for a few months. But do you think this is something that go ahead.
What do you need from me to get this set up?
So if you wanted to sign up today, you're only committing to a month. So just be like, I'll create your Google business profile. We'll submit it for verification. I'll send you your Google verification form and outline of the service agreement in writing, and then we'll schedule a client interview. We could do that this afternoon at like 2, and we'll customize the campaign and start getting everything going, get that domain name, start working.
Okay. All right. So basically you just need a 1 month payment and we're good to go.
Yeah. Well, I got to create your account, so I got to verify some information first, but
that's what I was saying. I want to get in front of my computer to do this.
It would take me like 2 minutes, honestly. It's basic information. Like, what they ask for is first name, last name, email address, primary line of contact for the business, your hours of operation, your business street address for us to send a Google PIN verification letter. And, that's it. I can go in, I can create the account, secure the first month payment, and then we, do all the customization during your client interview.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just basic information, but we do have a PO box on file for you, and I gotta let you know, Google won't send a PIN verification letter to a PO box. It's gotta actually be like a street address. We could hide your street address if you don't want that out in the general public, but they gotta be able to send that card to that an actual street address.
That's the thing. I'm just getting a set up with a storefront. It's not official yet, and so I'm wondering if you want that address.
Yeah, or I mean, you could do that. If you're not sure it's going to close, I was going to say we could just send it to your residence and hide the street address and just have it show like city, state, and zip. Could always do that, and then we could swap out the address later. I just need you to be able to receive that PIN. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that PIN when it comes in. So I need that number, and that's how they verify the listing, like you're actually out there.
Okay, give me 1 second.
It does mark your center location on the map too, though. Like those little red dots you see on the map is where their Google PIN verification letters were sent.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see. All right, well, let's start getting some of my information in there. Is there a cancellation fee or anything? I mean...
No, there's a voice verification that I'm going to walk you through, and it states right in the voice verification that you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before your next billing is due so we can stop the automated billing cycle. And that's it. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, if they don't want to be with us, we don't want to be with them. You know, we're not going to promote your business and keep you up there if you don't want to have people call you.
Yeah.
So we just part ways.
So, but are you
keep everything too? Like all the content that's created, you keep it. We just stop doing the optimization, stop running the Facebook ads.
And so are you a company that partners with Google?
Yeah, we are a premier Google partner. We're the highest rated Google partner status that you can achieve.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to check you guys out,
yeah,
what would I?
Just type in local splash.
Local splash?
Yeah, local splash.
Oh, there you go. Local splash.
Mm-hmm. Out of Fountain Valley. And then we also have a Costa Mesa location. And then we're partnered with Google Building 1, which is actually now in Irvine. That's Google's primary location. So that's like right up the 405 from us, about 5 minutes. That's where I got my certification. We're legit. We've been in business since 2004. What was that?
Yeah, this makes me so mad. Yeah, you guys have pretty good reviews. Yeah, Angie's Leads. Holy crap, I shouldn't have talked to them. Okay.
Yeah, the business owners that put their reviews up there are pretty upset with that system just because they kind of mislead them about paying for every lead and how they get the leads and the quality of the leads, things like that. So we don't do the selling the leads thing. We just list you and recommend you within the community, and we let them call you from there. So you won't spend nearly as much, but and you'll also get live calls from people instead of like something texted to your phone. You got to call them back.
And so how long does the website take to set up?
Oh, that's quick. I mean, especially with Google's AI system that they have now, it just made my guys like life so much easier. You know, we've been getting sites completed and out within like 2 to 3 days after sign up, for the past couple months now. Before, we used to ask for like a week to 2 weeks. But what we do is we do an initial draft, based off of, what happens in your client interview and what your preferences are and how you want that to look. I kind of set you some of those template examples. So like you could pick one of those, and then we create the account. We'll ask you to send in like a logo if you have it, or any before and after shots of work that you've done in the past. So we could document that, build a portfolio, and then, we'll send you the initial draft, and any changes you want to make, it's a part of the hosting and the service. So we'll continue to fine tune it and work on it until, you know, you got exactly what you want it to look like.
So what do you need from me? So you, is there a background check and everything that has to happen?
Well, there's
process work.
No, there's a Google verification form that I'll send you right now. It's like a 15 question form. I'll show it to you. What's your email address?
It's Palmer's Concrete Coatings, plural, on Palmer's and Coatings. Cool.
Gotcha.
Apostrophe lowercase at gmail.com.
Wait, so it's just Palmer's Concrete Coatings at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I missed something at the end there. We got an update. Yeah, so the Google verification form will ask you to like put your name, your first and last name, your email address, your phone number, same basic information that I'm asking for here. But then it asks you for like pictures of like a license, insurance if you have it. Work vehicle, license plate, photo of the workplace, an invoice receipt, a business card. You know, you fill it out as best you can, Matt. If there's anything missing, because we're a Google partner, we just video call you and we verify your listing over the phone. So we have these old guys that just like, they're not computer savvy. So trying to get them to fill out these forms is like a nightmare. So we just go straight to video verification.
Yeah, I'm sort of one of those young old guys, you know.
You don't sound it, though. That's for sure.
That's good.
Yeah, you sound pretty young.
All right, so let's see. So, all right, yes, send that over to me. I'll get that filled out as soon as possible. Like I said, I'm right in the middle of something, but I'm going to get this wrapped up as soon as possible, and I want to get this process started as soon as I can.
I have all the information. All I need is the actual street address to send your PIN verification, and then I could secure that first month's payment, take it off the board, and we could schedule the client interview. I could have you off the phone in like 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm gonna have to call you back. I gotta get because I can't put my street address and I can't put the PO box. I want to get the shop and I want to make sure that I can do that. Can I put you on hold?
Yeah, put me on hold because they can't send me another call while I'm on the phone with you anyway. So that works. And then I get to take a breather. So that works.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, you cut out for a second there. Yeah, he has to verify the address because the only thing they have on file for him is a P.O. box. And you know how that goes, the post office box ones. I mean, we could bypass the PIN if he has everything in the Google verification form. We could just go straight to a verification or a video verification if we have to, but you know how that is. It's just a lot faster if we could get him to receive that PIN. and then we won't have to worry about changing it later, because he says he has a brick and mortar anyway where people can get turn by turn directions and actually go to. So it's just better to get that pin situated, and he won't ever have to worry about it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't half-mass stuff, then you don't have to do it, go back and do it over. Just address it at point of sale.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Matt.
Okay. All right, I'm waiting on a text right now. With the address.
Yeah, it's something we're going to want anyway. I was going to say with the brick and mortar location, just because even if, like if you have a shop, it's going to be a shop where people can actually go, right? Like, and look at some examples.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not, you know, I don't really have displays up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's not always somebody there, but that's probably the case pretty often. But at least It looks legit. It looks like an actual, like it's not somebody's house, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, a lot of the times, the guys that we work with, whether it be like plumbers or HVAC contractors, general contractors, a lot of them do business from home. They don't actually have a brick and mortar. So what we do is we just send the pin to their home, and then we end up hiding the actual street address. You don't actually have to have a brick and mortar in order to do the Google advertising, but it does help, especially
in your general location, sort of.
Yeah, it's just that where they send that pin and Google verifying that you're actually out there. Like, obviously, if we send a piece of mail out there and you receive it, we know you're actually here and you're not just, you know, some people try to buy these placements and then they'll list themselves in an area that they don't actually advertise just because, you know, it's a high upscale area and they want to act like they're a local business out there and they're actually not, you know. So that's what they're kind of trying to avoid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's 14480.
480. Okay.
Southeast Orient.
Drive. I found it.
In Boring, Oregon?
Yep. And it's 97009?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and send pin. And then we'll be able to leave that one displayed, right? For the general public?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Save. Beautiful. And then they'll start doing, they're going to want to update your satellite and Google images for turn-by-turn directions. That'll take a while. Probably about a month or two before they actually get out there and do it. Have a little Google car that drives by. Okay, save. All right, we're going to have to get website for him. That's fine. I included that in the package, so go ahead and approve. Okay. All right, so I got the account created. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed? You were saying some weird hours earlier.
Yeah, honestly, I only go over there to, you know, do paperwork and stuff.
Well, it's more for phone calls, really. I mean, these people are more, they're more than likely just going to call you than show up at the location.
Okay, yeah, let's go with 9 to 5 then.
Okay, 9 to 5. Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, so that way they could call, but you're not actually expected to, like, work or anything those days?
Yeah.
Okay. I like doing that when we're first starting a campaign, just to maximize the opportunities. All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible as far as days. Saturday and Sunday, no worries for me.
There's also a tracking system, too, that's hooked up to it. It's hooked up to Google Analytics, and I'm going to give you the username and password for that now. But it'll actually save their number and their information, too, if you're missing calls. And you can request reviews through there when you're done with jobs, too. That'll help send them the link to your Google business profile. And then what's a good time for the client interview? You said 2 o'clock. You had some time available with marketing rep that works for you, or somebody in that?
Let's go with 3 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it between 3 and 4. I'll send you a calendar invitation and then we'll text you at 2 just as a reminder.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. That's where they're going to go over your keywords, the service area that we're going to target. You could go up to 40 miles, but if there's areas you don't want to go to, we'll customize it during that conversation and then we'll buy the domain and get a general idea on how you want this site to look. That's the agenda for that call. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
Card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It is under my name.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update it here. Any middle initial in your name?
L.
L. Matthew L. Palmer. Okay. And the billing address is going to be different, right, from the street address that we're sending that Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah, billing address is going to be the P.O. box.
Okay. It's that same P.O. box, 1603?
Yep.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update this. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 4802.
4802.
Yeah, 4802. 0998 0998 4584 4584 0416 0416.
Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
Expiration is 0429
and 3-digit code on the back.
429.
Okay. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with or understand, stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line, Matt. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Palmer's Concrete Coatings.
Can you state your name and title within the company?
Matthew Leo Palmer, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Palmer's Concrete Coatings today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you just gave me?
Sorry?
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you just gave me?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you're not giving me somebody else's card or something. Just a precaution.
And
it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure.
Yeah, we know everything you already are using. It's just we don't want you to like duplicate anything or submit any wrong information or pay for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just after today, double check. Okay. You shouldn't need anything else, honestly. If you look at everything in this platinum bundle, I try to turn into like your one-stop shop so that way you don't have everything floating around and we can kind of access whatever needs to be accessed on Google's part to make sure you're consistently listed. Okay, where was I? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 11th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I have you on a platinum package bundle. So I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but you're going to keep that pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in our fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before your next billing is due so that way we could stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. I think I already sent you the Google verification form. There's an automation hooked up to this, so when I process your payment, it's going to send you that verification form again, so you'll have it twice. It's also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have every product and feature that's in that platinum bundle outlined, documented in black and white there. It'll have the discounted pricing structure that I approved for you, the billing date, and the cancellation policy all written out in there. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it whenever you're ready. And then, so, I mean, right now, all we need from you is just to be prepared for the client interview between 3 and 4, sign the subscription terms. I know the Google verification form, it might take you a couple days to pull all that together that it's asking for in there, unless you have all your license, insurance, registration, everything at hand. But, yeah, so take your time with it. Don't panic. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service. So if you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call back in, especially in the beginning phases when we're getting everything up and running. We want to make sure that we get you up and running in a timely fashion so we can show you some return in that first month. It really helps us retain you guys as like a long-term client of ours if we could we could get it up and running as fast as possible. So.
Sure.
All right. I know you're not supposed to talk with clients about retention, but that's the reality of it. I mean, we're not getting paid unless you're getting paid. So, you know, it's important for us too. You're going to have a different marketing experience where we're kind of in it with you. Like, we want to make money too. So, you know, it's not just me. There's other reps that are helping me with other products and features. So you're actually going to meet a separate rep.
Fine by me.
Interview. Okay. Yeah, you got a team here. Just know that. And that's going to make your life a lot easier. And then that tracking system's like a client relationship management system. And so I don't know how you've been keeping track of your customers to this point, but that'll really help you too. You don't got to write everything down. It'll just kind of save their number, their name, their information all in there. So, you know, even if you sold them, you still have recordings of those conversations in there. And if you didn't sell them or you missed the call, you can go back in there and you can follow up with those guys.
Perfect.
All right, Matt. That was the quickest that I can go. I mean, it's a pretty lengthy thing, but we'll continue to talk as things go. Right now, I just want to officially welcome you aboard, you know, say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. I'll let you get back to your work day, and then we'll circle back with you between 3 and 4 to knock out that client interview, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.